After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
It's been a long road here at AfterBuzz, and it's been a long road with this season of Orange County Housewives. We're finally at reunion part one, starting right now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
One, two, three, not only you and me, got 180 degrees and I'm caught in between.
Hello, AfterBuzzers. Welcome to the after show for the OC Housewives. Yay.
Yes.
You guys can find me at all times on my podcast, Grants Rants Hollywood Talk, and on Twitter, it's Grants Rants.
Hey guys, I'm Thomas Rulina. Please subscribe to my YouTube channel. Your Time with Thomas is my YouTube show. I go all around Los Angeles. You guys will definitely want to check it out.
Hi guys, Leon Castillo here. You can find me on all social media platforms and on the ATL panel for AfterBuzz next Sunday night at 9 p.m. Check out the blog at HollywoodLeon.com.
Nice. Well, what a pleasure it is to be back to wrap out this show with you guys.
Yes.
And to look at this reunion full of some revelations and some twists and turns. So let's have some fun. And then we have a fun little segment at the end where we rip into a little magazine publication.
Stay tuned.
Yes. So this is a good one. So here we are. Let's talk about it. Everyone's back. The tension seems to be out of the room. Did you catch that? It just seemed to be almost like a reset for me.
I think everybody was drained from everything that had happened this season. But yeah, I did feel that.
Yeah. I don't know what the hell is. What is this? So much fun we had. Oh, yeah. So we always have to have the look how much fun we had video package at the beginning. There wasn't much in it. There wasn't much fun on this season. But, you know, just see everybody be foolish and Peggy not knowing anything means, which to me is just frustrating. That's not fun.
Yeah. And Andy made his rounds, as he usually does. He goes into everyone's room and pretends he's really friends with them. You know how it goes.
Exactly.
She didn't really say that much on this season. I definitely this episode. I think they're going to space it out and give her, you know, part two.
Yeah, they'll give her that there's a new girl in town, and here's what she is. And they show her, like, by opening up jewelry. That'll basically be it. That's my prediction. So Megan thinks that Peggy is being very smart by not getting things, but Peggy lets us all know that, no, she really just doesn't know anything.
Does she, though? Does she?
Do you still think she might be smarter than we think?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's some things that she maybe didn't get that, but there's some things that you clearly got. Even, like, the peanut gallery one. I don't believe the peanut gallery one. Like, that one was pretty clear.
Mm-hmm.
What I mean, even if you don't get it, when someone's talking to you and the vibe, you know what they're insinuating. You know what I mean? So, to a certain extent, I don't believe it. And then there's some things that I do probably believe that she just didn't get.
Could be. Mm-hmm. So we get into a Vicky package. We see the kids. She's dying of a broken heart. And we learn of Steve. And Tamara approves of Steve. And Vicky kinda says that she waited 10 months. Oh, did she say kind of?
Well, she was just like, I barely know him. So, like, what I do know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, sure, I guess.
Well, yeah, why would she know him? They've been on the outs for so long. They were cool for 5 minutes. And then Vicky said something. And that was it.
Yeah, she's letting you know that she doesn't really know that guy.
Yeah.
Which is kind of sad.
I know.
The packages were a little basic, don't you think? Like, they were very generic. Like, they literally went down the line and played everyone's package.
It's your turn. Your turn.
It was really structured, which kind of makes it seem like it just wasn't much to play on, which is evident.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, what else? Vicky had 10 months before she met Steve. So that actually made me feel better that she didn't just run into the first guy that gave her attention. So I think 10 months is a good enough time to be on your own and then start to date. I mean, she's moving too fast, though, wanting to get married and all this. But I think it's healthy to wait 10 months to meet someone, but she's moving quite quick.
I think when they film the show, she's always with somebody, so we didn't even really get those 10. Like, it didn't even feel like she was gone for 10 months because it was like, you know, Don, Brooks, and Steve. So,
and maybe it was the first time.
Don't say that name.
I know.
I know. Like, Vicky, we still have to talk about him. Even on Atlanta, like, Phaedra's not even on it. We're talking about her every episode.
Yes.
That's true. So
Brooks is going to be mentioned for the next couple seasons, sadly.
I mean, it shook the show to Brooks the core. I think he's somewhere in the Midwest.
I think he's in Florida or something, right?
I heard that he has a girlfriend. Yeah, I heard he's in a relationship, so. Yeah. All right, Brooks, you're in a relationship, and I haven't been in a relationship in all 6 years I've been on this show. Oh, Lord, what am I doing wrong?
He needs to teach you how to con a little bit. You got to learn how to play the game.
I know, I got
to
be an asshole.
Con lessons. Con lessons, absolutely.
Vicky, she says she's healthy. She's on high blood pressure medication. A lot of people are. And Tamara's been in touch with Brianna, and she was touched by the moment they had, that 60-second moment they had in Iceland.
So weird.
I guess. Yeah.
Like, it was like a drunken mess, reunion, emotions flying, none of it made sense.
Urine was involved.
Yeah, like, I don't know if there was, like, a clear picture after that. So maybe the text was, what was that about? And she just didn't really go into it that much.
Could be.
That's what I was thinking.
What's going on in the live chat? It's a little tiny, so we're going to wait for it to be blown up in a few moments. But we're going to take your thoughts and opinions.
Yeah, and
up.
We appreciate all the comments. Because every week I look at the comments, and they're flooded with how people feel about this season.
Yeah.
So
Oh, Charlie in Charge is there as always.
Yeah, well, oh, who's this? So Jay is saying he's happy to see Lydia and Peggy on the fired side of the couches. Yeah, that could be.
On the fired side.
Yes. Hi, London.
Peggy almost stayed awake. Yes, I love it. Thank you guys for
checking
us out.
Yeah, the reunion was a little too structured. It was a little too structured how we went down the line with everyone.
Yep.
Usually there's already like tensions boiling like before they even go in. It felt like they tippy-toed onto the set to
Yeah,
me.
It seemed very like amateur the way they're like, okay, now it's going to be Shannon's turn.
Yeah.
And now we're going to look at Kelly's marriage. And now we're going to talk about Vicky's new relationship. It was a little, but I guess they really, I can't blame them. What content do they really have?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very little up until the last couple of weeks.
At
I guess they
Megan's
have to fill in.
Kind of getting feisty right away.
It's going to be interesting to see how Beverly Hills follows in the footsteps of OC in terms of
you,
just the content.
Yes. Sarah, so, me too, Grant. No relationship for 6 years, but at least we're not assholes. Yeah, that's good. let's talk about Lydia. So it was her turn now. The package included, of course, everyone's favorite publication, Nobleman. We're all subscribed, right?
Of course.
No. And a vasectomy and no psychics. So, who is Peggy? Is she that woman that can't speak English and gets the best and gets beat every Friday? Oh, Lord. Oh, man. So Lydia has unfollowed Shannon because Shannon retweeted a homophobic tweet.
Oh, Shannon, you little shady housewife. You know what? We were all thinking it, and she's just trying to run away from it. You knew this was going to happen, especially when you make comments like, I'm not sure if drag queens are in the Bible. What did you expect? Like, everything that Megan said, we were all thinking at some point. Even though I'm not going to go as far as Megan did, I am going to give her a little credit and say also, like, what Vicky said made sense. But she's not owning it. You know what I mean? If you just own it and be like, look, that's just not for me. Mm-hmm. I don't approve of it. Get over it. That's just like my views. But instead, she's tippy-toe around it. And she made the whole, like, I mean, it's right up there with, I'm not racist. I have a black friend. So let me show you a picture of, like, my one black friend. You know what I mean? It was just a little too, come on, Lydia.
But in this day and age, I'm so sick of people putting labels on people so quick to write her off as homophobic.
Yeah.
I think it was lousy to do
that. She had to know that that was what the internet was going to do to her because you strike people the wrong way and that's what happens to you. So it made for
it's,
her a story.
I don't
for
believe
her.
In painting people with a brush. Now, if you're someone like a certain someone, and I'm going to be political, but if you're like someone in the White House that shows your colors, how many times do we need to believe it?
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Like with this, I don't believe she's homophobic. And the tweet said, it said, Lydia, colon, balls, balls, balls. I love my husband's balls. Gays, question mark, ew. And that was what Shannon had retweeted, which is kind of an endorsement of such things.
Yeah, but it's not even that bad. That tweet is not even that bad. I saw some really bad tweets.
There were some bad ones.
There were some really bad ones. So, like, what I'm saying about, you know, her kind of just, you know, she should have expected it because of the kind of comments she made. That's just really surface because I also believe what Vicky said, that, you know, that she has a right to feel uncomfortable. If she felt uncomfortable, she felt uncomfortable, period. Whatever. Yeah. Let's move on. I don't think we should paint her as that, but she should have expected it. You can't make certain comments and then be like, I don't understand why this is happening. Girl, you can't say stuff like that.
Very true.
Sorry.
I just hate to see certain labels slapped on people for, like,
drag queens incidents. Should be in the Bible.
Yes. Even though, I mean, I'm not really... Am I defending Lydia? I don't know. Am I? I really don't care for her, but I won't... I just don't believe that she's homophobic. I mean, I feel like it's, like, almost... You have to, like, be like, I'm not sitting at this reunion couch because there's a gay man hosting this show. Now, that's something I'd be like, okay, that's homophobic. Yeah. Or, like, you know, something about a black person. Like, you know, I won't be, you know, eat at the same restaurant. That's racist.
Yeah.
But a comment like that, I mean, she was uncomfortable. Come on.
I know.
So Lydia says that she's not. And Shannon said, what does that mean?
She
didn't let loose. Yeah, she's like, you didn't let loose.
Yeah.
But I believe Shannon when she said, you know, I don't remember retweeting it. Sometimes, like, I'll like someone's tweet without even really realizing
it. Oh, yeah. I never remember. I couldn't even tell you what
really
I liked.
I don't really think... I don't know.
Yeah.
And maybe it was in the heat of the moment, too, because she was disappointed, I'm sure, at that moment when she did do it and she did remember what she was doing, that, you know, she just wanted Lydia to have some fun. So I think that was her way of, you know... probably
the unfollowing is happening even with the celebrity world. People are just unfollowing each other and we just take it so personally.
Oh my God,
you unfollowed me.
Yes.
I didn't like your retweet, so I unfollowed you.
So I was saying to you, while we were screening the show, Thomas, I was saying, you know, I think Megan is so frustrated, like the viewers of this show, as she came into this reunion ready to just say what people are thinking.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And I was okay with it. So she was saying...
And she looked amazing, by the way. I know people all said that she looked beautiful.
She
looked
great.
The outfit was really
great.
That
green was really working for her.
She said that Lydia was uncomfortable to watch. And then she says Lydia that she was weirded out by Mystic Michaela, so that wasn't okay. And then she tells Lydia that she has to use her brain and not the Bible. And I'm sure some people will take umbrage with that. But, you know, for me, keeping the Bible out of it, I think Megan was okay to talk to Lydia like that, because I think Lydia was a pain in the ass. Sorry,
I think Megan,
opinion.
Too, had a little bit of beef with some of the stuff that, you know, Lydia was doing on camera, like, you know, talking about certain things. So she was just there to get Lydia, because she wasn't coming for anybody else.
Megan's like, I got something for that ass.
Yeah.
I'm going to come after you.
She went for her.
Yeah. But you know what? Everything she said was true. Like, it was everything that she said we thought at once or twice at one point in the show.
Maybe that's the millennial in her. Maybe she's seeing it through our eyes. You know what I mean? Maybe she's like really like in this day and age, like you're not going to be comfortable like acknowledging a psychic. Like you can't even acknowledge them.
For real. Like she is a person after all.
Yeah. And that's what I think her point was.
Now that we're like at the reunion phase of this process, I think that, you know, with Lydia being on the show, even though she didn't really bring it as much as other people would have wanted to or had, like, a little bit more of a storyline, she did create storylines for the show. And I think that's why they brought her on the show to kind of designate to create the issues, because some of the stuff we're talking about wouldn't have happened without her. So
yeah, I mean, but I could live without this drag king storyline.
Yeah, oh, no, this in particular was just not necessary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lydia and Shannon don't have a relationship. Lydia texts Shannon. There's no response. And then Shannon calls her out for calling her a psycho and the mayor of Crazy Town and all the things I'm sure Blake would love to have called Lydia, Shannon, to her face. And Lydia, you know, she says, well, I agree with all of that. And, of course...
So why do you want to be friends with her? Like, you know, it's just kind of like, come on.
Team Shannon finds it very judgy, even one of the most judgy eyes, Shannon herself.
Judgy eyes.
And then after all that, like, this is goes to prove Lydia really... There's nothing going on with her, because at the end of last episode, the finale, it said that they're unfreezing sperm to have a baby. This reunion, she goes, no, I'm good. My hands are full. We're not having another kid. I'd like one, but we're not. So you literally don't even have an update for this show. You literally have nothing going on.
No.
And if the sales were good, it would have said, Nobleman, number one bestseller publication. I'm not going to come for this woman's business. But I'm just saying, like, what are you going on?
I don't know.
You know what I mean? Like,
I can say, you know,
and if you have a side project, you know, like, even just as my podcast as an example, like, you know, it might not be doing amazing, we'll say, but, like, I'll just be like, it's still doing really well. Like, so there's you pull from the projects that these people have. You know what I mean? So a non-existent baby is her update. So I'm, like, really done with this one.
Yeah, and she tried to, like, make up with Shannon at the very end of the episode, and then it came back to just bite her in the butt because... clearly, Shannon and Lydia are never going to be friends, so I don't understand why they're even pretending or wanting to be friends. Mm-hmm. They're not friend material. They don't like each other.
This could make a good one. Ginger Rogers asks, why is it wrong to call out Shannon's bad behavior?
It's not. I called it out the entire season. If anything, I was like the most negative about Shannon just because I was completely over her. It was super sad to watch, but I didn't sympathize as much. If anything, I was just tired of her lashing out at everybody, so I was super critical about her.
I think she's going to probably have one of the best seasons next season when she comes back.
Lydia?
No, Shannon.
Oh, Lord, no.
We don't want Lydia back.
Okay. God, so that's what I get for reading the chat in my notes, having three things in my mind at once.
We'll get to the ending part, but it was really sad. Yeah. I actually got really sad for her.
The balls are not cut off. We clarified that. Can we be done? Can we be done with the vasectomy talk? Housewives in general, please.
Yes.
She did her perfect.
But I did like how they kind of just called her out for, you know, talking about the balls so much, but you can't even talk about drag queens. I did like how they just called it out. That's the last thing I'll say about it. Exactly. I enjoyed it.
We're moving on.
Mm-hmm. Kelly is labeled the comeback kid, which I think we can agree at this point.
Yes, I loved her.
She's redeemed herself.
Kelly's awesome. She's been awesome.
The flashbacks or a video feed of her redemption tour throughout the season. She's been with Michael since she was 28 years old, and they're separated now. She has her own house, also in Corona Del Mar. And they separated because Andy asked about the timeline. I love when they play with the timelines. I'd like to know the timing of it all. So she separated months later after the finale, and she was with him in Cabo. And so then he asked her, well, did he find out about this online? And she's like, no, he always knew, because he always knew. It wasn't really a direct answer.
Yeah, and Andy's questions were very, like, he was on it tonight. He was like,
I need to get in there. I will say the questions, the moderation was good.
Yeah,
he was on point. We'll say. Vicky's reaction.
I kind of see what Kelly's saying, though. She's just like, look, we've had problems for so long. Why is it even a surprise? But I do think it's messed up if you did find out on the internet. It's kind of inappropriate.
Yeah.
Kind of inappropriate.
It's your marriage.
It's a respect thing.
Yeah.
Her, too, I'm interested to see what's going to happen of it. Like, seeing her dating life and, you know, her living situation, what her house looks like.
Yeah.
That's kind of what makes for a good housewife and a continuation story, because you want more.
Knowing her, it's probably all white again. You couldn't see any angles or corners. It was just like a white box, that last house. Vicky's reaction, she's sad, and she feels like she does agree that Kelly has done everything she possibly could to save her marriage.
Well, thank you for that, Vicky.
Yes. Tamara tells her to support Michael. And Kelly likes Shannon, and Tamara forgave Shannon over time and understands now that Kelly is impulsive. I think we can all agree Kelly Dodd is an impulsive person.
Yes, she
when
is.
When it comes to fighting. Not necessarily a bad thing, but it's a character trait nonetheless.
And I do like Shannon and Kelly's little
dynamic.
Yeah, their little Kuna Matata moment. It's cute. I liked it. Mm-hmm. And did you guys just notice, like, Shannon is just, she's in a state where she just needs reassurance. She needs love right now. Mm-hmm. So when Kelly was like, I like Shannon. She's a good person. She's fun. I like her. Mm-hmm. Shannon was just like beaming.
Yeah,
she was just like, someone smiling. Loves me. Yeah. Someone loves me.
Yep. Oh my God. I hope that it goes well for them. Tamara, it's time for us to look at her relationship with her daughter, Sydney, which I have not found any information. I haven't really been searching that deeply, but I wanted to know what the latest was, and I was wondering how she would skirt around the graduation issue. She really didn't, but here's what she said. Tamara posted a picture as a result of Simon, her ex-husband, posting pictures and blogs saying that she wasn't invited. So as a retaliation, she posted a picture of her daughter at the graduation with the daughter asking her beforehand, do not post pictures of me.
That totally sounds like something Tamara would do. So
talk about impulsive.
I sympathize with her, because sometimes you do things online and you kind of regret it. I've definitely been one of those people. But, you know, it's unfortunate.
I can only imagine all the stuff I've said at AfterBuzz.
It's unfortunate that happened to her. But I'm glad that they brought it up, because it was important for us to know, because we were the ones to talk about it on our after show.
I don't know, guys.
Still not buying it.
I'm not buying it.
Oh, my.
I'm not buying it.
Well, she admitted it. What do you mean? I don't get it.
No, like the whole story about how she posted the photo online, and she was like, people were just writing all these horrible stories, so I just like had to.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, no, you didn't have to.
That sounds like something Tamara would do, though. Like, out of just, I'm you sorry. Know, the Simon
drama. I don't see her husband. I just don't see, I don't think he'd be the kind of person that's like, let me just post all these photos of us at the graduation. And she's like, well, I want to post photos too. Like, now people are making up, I don't know. I just don't believe it's, I don't believe the water's that deep.
It clearly affected her. She was like heaving, talking about the Facebook post, which was very public.
She definitely has a right to be emotional, but why wouldn't she be emotional? Like, her daughter basically said she was a horrible mother. Yeah, and Andy,
she said to keep her off the show and accused her of going, just putting her out there for money and for her own fame.
Yeah, Andy was really going in, which he should have. Yeah. I don't know. Like, I really do feel, and I said this to myself right before it came on, you know, he asked her about it, and I was like, don't say anything, Tamara. If you say anything, it's just going to make it worse. She doesn't want her name brought up on this show. What part of that don't you get? And Andy's like, well, here we are talking about it. I'm asking you about it. And she's like, yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, I feel like she could have been like, yeah, I know. So can we just drop it? I made the mistake of posting the photo, and look what it cost me. I was that close and that close.
She was.
And I lost her again.
You know, I've been very critical of Tamara, though, for being just doing stuff for this show and doing anything to stay on the show. But she does bring up a good point. Like, that was a big part of her life. It was hard to hide from a reality show. So I get why she did bring it up. I don't think it was the right thing to do, but I have not been in that position.
Maybe, hopefully, they can patch up their relationship and next season, when Tamara's back, to not talk about Sydney at all.
That's the only thing she can do,
I don't know why. I'm team Tamara on this one. I can see
how it's hard. It's so hard to not talk about something that is clearly so big in her life. So I sympathize with that. But
Sarah doesn't think there's an excuse.
I see that.
Yeah. Well, she had months to think of the perfect answer for those grad photos. There's no excuse.
Thank you, Sarah. That's what I'm saying. Like, dude, you knew what the outcome was going to be. She said, do not bring my name up. You still brought it up. We're still talking about it. We're talking about it on this show. Andy's talking about it on his show. Everyone's tweeting about it tonight. You know, after these kind of shows go on, people will voice their opinions. So we'll see what people really, like, we'll see if people believe Tamara. We'll see.
Yeah, I mean, I hope the best for her. I mean, I really do.
Well, Jay, ask us. Tamara. Jay, responding to your question, I want Tamara to succeed. I want all the ladies to succeed, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'd be a horrible person if I waited for failure. They can.
This is entertainment.
Some of them can succeed off camera. Like, they don't need to be on season 13. I wish them the best from afar.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Like, you know, but yeah. Some of
them always end the season with, this is sisterhood. This is like, you know, they all love each other deep down.
They rip each other to the ground. Exactly. And it's part of the process.
So it's part of the process, exactly.
Sarah and Ryan have split. She has a boyfriend, and Tamara got a facelift. So that's the end of that. Shannon, her package. Now Shannon's turn in the limelight. We talk about her weight and the marital problem. She is down 25 pounds.
She looks great.
She looks good, yeah. And she takes responsibility for blaming Vicky. And she says that Vicky just got the ball rolling. I've said this so many times on this show. I get why that was taken out of context. I saw it from the beginning. So
absolutely.
You know, good to her.
Looking back on it now, every time we've done the after show, I can see now, like, I feel so bad for Shannon because it's just a bad season. It was just like a bad time in her life. You know what I mean? And unfortunately, she had to, drag out the show the way that she did. But it makes for, you know, a hopeful next season for her.
Yeah.
Because everybody loves her. It's really crazy, but every poll you do, every time you talk about her, you know, people remember the really good sides of her. We just saw a bad year for her, and she's gone through a lot.
It's like a storm, and she had to ride it out, but that doesn't mean that we're just because it's bad and it's a bad time of her life, we're not going to talk about it. Like, I talked about Shannon a lot this season, but just to clarify, like Thomas said, this is entertainment. Like, they all rip each other to shreds on the show and then make up and they have champagne and they go to lunch together. Like, even during the reunion break, we saw it tonight. Like, after they rap, they still talk. It's not like they hate each other so much they're just not even speaking. It's the same thing with here. Like, it's our job to talk about it, but we do want them to succeed. It's never anything malicious. It's just commentary on, like, you know, just you strictly watching the show, like, what would you think?
Yeah,
we're saying exactly how we feel.
Shannon felt that the season was very painful, actually. And,
I can imagine.
Yeah, she says that she was just basically trying to convince herself that everything was okay. And I listened to the Watch What Crappens podcast, and the guys always imitate her as saying, "We're so happy." And is she really? Like, I mean, so it's funny that, like, that comes across no matter how big the smile is on your face. And you can tell, she says that she was just taking things out on other people, lashing out because of David. She definitely lashed out. They all agreed, and she admitted it. So
I'm glad she admitted it. She's on the right path.
Yeah.
There's nothing worse than not, like, skidding around the problem and not admitting your part and not taking accountability.
Yeah. It makes me kind of sad too that she said that David was the one that was like, "We're done."
Yeah.
You know, that was kind of surprising that she was going to continue to go through what she was going through for the sake of, you know, just having that family unit. But
did you say sad or surprised?
Both. I was sad and surprised.
I wasn't surprised, but I was sad about it.
Yeah, that's the only way that marriage would end, unfortunately.
Yeah, he would hold on till the end.
Yeah, so
he looked miserable, but at the same time, I never expected him to actually be the one to pull the plug on their marriage. For some reason, I thought he was just going to sit through it, and Shannon was going to be the one to
pull the plug. I could see him pulling the plug. You know why? Just a couple seasons ago, when they were going through a bad time, I remember him sitting on that reunion couch and him going, "I just want to be happy." I'm like, "I'm in my 50s. I just want to be happy. Don't you want to be happy?" He even asked her. I know there's some people out there that watch it like us, and they know exactly what I'm talking about. David has been just wanting to be happy for years. That's why he was working on himself, working out. Let that man be happy. Let that man be happy. Let Shannon find her happiness finally, now that they've broken free.
Yeah, it's all for the best in the end.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
David and his tutu.
I hope she gets a new bowl of lemons.
Oh, Lord. Well, yeah, I mean, at this point, when they taped the reunion, it was 5 weeks. By now, it's probably been about 9 weeks, or roughly, since they've been separated.
It's going to take time for her, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, it's like she really is being respectful of her children and trying to give them a cushy separation, which is admirable.
Do you think she's going to continue with her restaurant business?
I saw on Watch What Happens Live that David pulled out his investment. So she's looking for a new investor so she can move forward.
I don't see that happening. I just don't know. Like, girl, stick to what you know. Do the redemption story. Get yourself on track for a way better season. But as far as, like, this restaurant thing, I don't see that.
Yeah, maybe just write a book.
Or write a book, yeah.
You know what I mean?
You've been through enough. You got a lot to say. Come on, girl.
Yeah, I think that's good. You can do that at your own pace. You don't have to worry about investors, really. Someone will give you a deal. I mean, every housewife writes a book at some point.
Pretty much.
So I feel like maybe that's what you should do.
Wait till I come out with my book. Y'all are going to. Y'all, I have a lot to say, too.
I love it. Vicky is really upset by this news. She said she didn't know and that she hopes she's not responsible.
Part of me feels like, I'm just going to say that, you know, of course she's going to feel partly responsible for this. She, in the last reunion, was, you know, kind of saying things about their marriage on camera that you have to feel like Vicky feels like she's part to be responsible for all this mess.
She's always been the marriage cheerleader, though.
She has been. I'm not saying that she's not.
She's always been like, God doesn't like divorce. Like, we need to work it out. Yeah. Like, you need to work it out with Michael.
The thing is, like, we're watching this show through the lens of housewives. There are other factors, people, opinions, things. It stresses outside of just these five women and their opinions about their marriage. So I feel like I don't think you can really put much blame on Vicky because they haven't had any relationship for a while.
Thank you. Even though Vicky, like, did say all that stuff, whatever.
I think a part of her, I mean, I'm not saying she's, like, fully responsible for this, but
there's a point, though. She did speak, let me be clear, she did speak about David, and, you know, that stuff was put out there, and it caused a lot of stress for Shannon, and it could have really been bad. She was worried about him losing his job over the allegations of him beating her up or whatever. So it could have been really bad. She had no business saying that, but she insists it was a private conversation. I don't know if I was Shannon if I would be able to fully forgive her, but I think that Shannon is going to take the emotions out of it, as I have learned to do. And I think that she'll be able to kind of, as a person, be able to move past it.
Well, in time. I'm really interested to see if any of these allegations are supported by paperwork. You know how everyone loves to bring up some evidence.
There are so many allegations in Hollywood right now. I can't even keep.
I know. I'm honestly over it all.
There was that police report, and he went to take courses even recently about of domestic abuse, allegedly. But this is what.
That's what I'm wondering, if it's going to come up at the reunion at all.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think it was timeline wise. Do you think it was past it?
I hope it doesn't for his kids alone. They don't need that online right now.
Yeah.
I don't need, me, a viewer, really doesn't need to know that much more detail about it.
Yeah.
At this point.
Let's just squash separate, it. Yeah. Let's move on.
I'm curious, but not curious. I won't even Google it.
I wouldn't either.
You know what? I'm not that curious. Would you Google it?
No, I didn't Google it, but it did come across my timeline on Twitter.
And, oh, okay. Well,
that's
there.
That's why I talked about it last time. I said, you know, Vicky's kind of vindicated in a sense, just because even though it was horrible for her to talk about and it caused a lot of problems, it wasn't a lie. It wasn't a lie.
Well, Shannon does say that Vicky did not cause it, and that David said they only had a few good months, not years.
That's
like
painful.
That was an ouch moment. That really is. That's when you know it's really over. I have to say, as upset Shannon was, and we'll get into more of it later, she seemed to have a moment of peace about it, which is what I want. That was my reaction on the show. I wanted her, and on my own podcast, just peace. Like, I thought, like, it would bring peace to them. And she seemed to have had it for a little while.
Hopefully. But she also did say, like, the moment I see him with someone else, it's going to kill me. The moment he goes out with someone, it's going to kill me. And I totally understand that. But, girl, that's why you need to be doing you. And you should be going on your date, too. That, like, honestly, it sounds horrible, but the best way to get over somebody is to get with somebody else.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'm not saying jump into another relationship.
Keep yourself distracted.
Yeah, like, you know, dip the sheets in another pond, so to speak. Like, you need, like, come on. I don't know. Would Peggy get that analogy? Probably not.
I don't think so.
Oh, no, no. So she said she felt that she had to convince herself that she was over the affair. No one thought she really was over the affair.
I don't think she was either.
No one
but it's
America
just like, it's so
either.
Crazy how he did the vow renewal and all that moment. You just thought like things were going to stretch out and it didn't even last that long. Literally fell apart that year.
That's the thing. I'm not married. But the thing is, should she just have left him after the affair like many people do? Like, you cheat on me, get the hell out. As opposed to stringing herself along. It clearly in the end wasn't worth it. She was miserable for it.
Yeah.
But I mean, I understand what she.
I give her
intentions
props for trying.
Were good. Yeah, her intentions were good, but I have to. It's like a slice of humble pie, I think, for her. Like after all that work and the vow renewal and all this stuff, and to try to beat the odds of reality TV marriages and it's still over. They did the work, though. I mean, well, they didn't. She
it's
tried.
She tried.
It's hard, but it's 10 times harder
also,
because they're on TV.
Yeah. She tried, and she'll say she did too. But she also was tough on that man. You know, whether...
Oh, man, she ripped him, man.
I mean,
she
in part, some people could say he deserved it. I mean, there was no clear, like, I mean, you know, obviously we're Team Shen, she's the Real Housewife, but...
People like, hurt each other.
Yeah, they
people
both...
People hurt each
they
other.
They hurt each other, yeah.
People that love each other hurt each other. We hurt the ones we love the most. Crazy, but we do.
Yeah, that's true.
And marriage is tough, and it just, honestly, like, when it comes to infidelity, it just depends on the marriage. Depends on the marriage, it depends on those people... I'm not saying there's right or wrong. I'm not
depends
trying to
depends on the situation.
Yeah, yeah. You just don't know. It's different. The outcome is different. It's like a snowflake. They're all different.
Yeah.
Every marriage is different. You just don't know. But that was one that was going to be hard to swallow.
Yeah, yeah. So she the break happens, and the women get out of their seats. And I thought this was going to be when Vicky crossed over to Shannon. I was, like, waiting for it. I was like, this is the moment.
She should have.
She should have at least given her a hug or something. Or just acknowledged her privately.
Oh, Vicky.
But Shannon feels that she's really sick to her stomach, that now the information is out there. I kind of relate to that.
Wait, she says she feels better that it's out there now?
No, she says she feels sick to her stomach because it's, like, official. Now it's official.
Oh, yeah,
she
yeah.
said this in the press. She said this in the press. Like, as soon as I said it and it hit the blogs... There's no taking it back, you know? I mean, it's out there. I can understand that when it's like, okay.
Totally.
It's a lot from, you know, for one person to take in their mind and accept, and then now everyone's going to come at, you know, your Twitter
publicly.
Blows up, and like, you know, it's now, you Google your name, and you're all over the place, you're probably
It's like
trending.
A slide, though. Like, it's going to go down no matter what. I would just push it off the cliff. You know what I mean? Like, it's going to happen. Like, people are going to know.
Yeah. And the best thing for her is to not look at things. Don't read the blogs. Don't go online and just avoid all that, you know, because it's not going to make it any better for her.
All the different housewives reel from this information are really, you know, kind of shocked by it. And I mean,
we have two divorces this season.
Yeah. Some people were shocked. Fair. As general consensus goes, some people were shocked, some people were not surprised. So I was kind of surprised that it actually happened.
Me too.
Yeah,
I don't know how I feel about the ladies. You know, like during the break, I feel like those are some of the realest moments because they all, I don't know if cameras they know they're off camera, but the cameras are supposed to be off. You know what I mean? So I think Vicky missed that opportunity right there. That would have been a perfect time to just go in there. And I just want to say this. I've been rooting for Vicky all weekend long. All weekend.
Just the weekend.
All weekend. No, all season long I've been rooting for Vicky. And, you know, I've always given her the benefit of the doubt. And it's starting to slip. The faith is going away.
I like that clip where we saw them have a group hug. I didn't even tell you this, but I was on YouTube to pause to see, like, whose, like, fingernails, whose manicure, and whose bracelets were what. And they all three come and have, like, a hug at some point. Vicky, Shannon, and Tamara.
Oh, really?
Ooh. Yeah.
Spoiler, yeah.
So, spoiler alert, yeah. I'm sorry, but I mean, you could YouTube that yourself.
Oh, good.
That's true. I think, you know, anyone that's out there like us reading or on a timeline and somewhere, Real Housewives or wherever, I mean, you know, I talked about it on my podcast weeks ago, so I guess it's like, it is what it is. So,
yeah. Well, good, because it's just disappointing. We've gotten so close, just like Tamara close with the daughter, like so close to having them come back. Like that meeting with Tamara and Vicky at that coffee shop, that was one of the most disappointing scenes in the entire season. Like, really? Like, you guys should have came out of that as a, like, a unified or at least, like, a clean slate. Like, oh, God.
We just didn't even get a Vicky Shannon moment at all.
Yeah.
Not even a sit down, not even a coffee, nothing. So,
nothing.
Yeah.
Well, let's take a look at something important. Nobleman Magazine has put out a list. They put out a list of very expensive, unrealistic gifts. And let's make fun of these things. Let's take a look and see what Lydia is hawking over here. Some ridiculous items. I'll start over here. The Ohm Denim Yoga Pants. Comfort and style come together from across the pond. We are loving these super soft yoga lounge pants from Ohm. They can pass for denim but look like sweatpants. And they're $75. They're homely.
Oh, my God.
So homely. What else is on this stupid list? I love a good list.
Well, I have a messenger bag for $4,500.
Oh, casual.
What are you smoking, Lydia? Like, are you serious? I don't even think Louis Vuitton charges that. Like,
that's a high-priced bag.
$4,500.
Who makes it?
I don't even... Album Surf? Sorry.
Oh, yeah, they're all by people. I have no idea. They're all like... There's no like Fendi or Giorgio.
You gave me the wrong one because I actually want this. But it's the Apple Watch with Hermes strap.
I want the Hermes strap Apple Watch too.
Yeah, so I mean...
How much is that?
This, I was looking for the price, but it looks like it was cut off.
Did it cut off?
Yeah.
I think it's 12.
This one, now I'm curious.
It's 12.
But yes.
Yeah.
I mean, they... How many
noblemen?
Yeah.
There's a turntable, Fern and Roby turntable. High fidelity vinyl, never looked this good. A 35-pound solid brass platter with silver high and Schroeder CB tone arm by Thrax. It looks superior for $16,000.
This one is a speaker, a Bluetooth speaker, Wi-Fi, Bluetooth connectivity, super crisp highs and room filling lows. $600.
Doesn't noble mean like nobleman mean like someone that's like not poor, but you know what I mean?
I
like
that
someone that's like
this one?
Yeah.
Down to earth and like would a nobleman really spend $5,000 on a bag?
Please. I don't not real. I don't know. Yeah. Do you think it's like like of the earth? There's a surfboard on here for $4,500. This one though with the Iceland stuff. She goes, it's truly a limited edition. They collaborated with renowned photographer Chris Birkin to create incredible Icelandic graphic boards. What is it with this nobleman with Iceland? And this is a random segment, but I just thought this was interesting. To see these things, I've been driving around with them in my car for a while.
This has been in your car.
Is this in the magazine?
We ran out of time on the show.
Is this in the magazine?
Well, on the website. Thing is, she's trying to be like Goop. She's trying to be like Gwyneth, you know, with like the Goop gift guy, Oprah's favorite things. It's just another nonsensical list, but, you know.
Only Oprah can do favorite things. And Oprah, if you're watching, hook me up.
I wish.
I want to come to Harpo. Or Ellen. Ellen! Ellen, we'd love you here at AfterBuzz. Come join us. Or send us to the 12 days of the giveaway. We love it all.
So this nobleman, I don't know what else to say about this magazine. I thought we would just tear into it one last time here. For me anyway, because it is my last show, kids. So what can I say? I don't know.
Come on, Grant. What's your closing monologue here at AfterBuzz?
Well, I have had so many people from around the world, I'm not even kidding, not even being dramatic, reach out to me and send me well wishes, good thoughts, and that they're going to, now they're going to listen to my show. I'm like, what have you been waiting on? But it means so much to me. So my thanks to Kevin and Maria for all of their support here over the years and all the friends I've made along the way and sat across from. So many people. I've seen a lot of people come and go over here, and I'm grateful for my time on the show, on all these shows. I will be going on to a new position, and it's time to do that, which is coming with a lot of good things, so I'm excited to do that. And I will continue to watch these shows, I will continue to tweet about these shows, and talk about them on my podcast. So don't tell anyone. No, I'm just kidding. So listen to them on Grant's Rants if you like. Continue to keep in touch with me, and you never know where I'll pop up. I mean it. So I appreciate everyone for being so supportive of me over the years, and I can honestly say I really watch some bitch is going to come for me. I rarely have any bad comments, and I appreciate that because you guys have been very respectful of me on the show, giving my crazy thoughts and opinions about these ladies. So thank you for that. I appreciate you all.
I love the comments. The haters, the lovers, I love them all. When they hate you, you know you're doing something right. Would Nene really care that people were talking bad about her? No. So whenever I read those kind of comments, I just think, what would Nene do?
Oh, maybe I did something wrong. I didn't get much hate on this show.
Come on, Grant. Say something bitchy before you leave.
Lily needs to be fired.
There you go.
I'm sick of hearing about balls, and I'm sick of freaking, I'll just say, I'm sick of freaking Peggy's dumb ass.
Woo!
No, that's it. So all good things, all positivity. Thank you very much for that. Guys, where can we find you?
Thomas.
Hey guys, I'm Thomas Rulina. Now that our after show is done, please tune in to my YouTube show, Your Time with Thomas. I take you throughout Los Angeles, and I have more content coming. So it's Your Time with Thomas and at Thomas Rulina online.
Hey guys, it's me, Leanne Castillo. You can find me on all social media platforms, Hollywood Leanne, and check out my film that premieres next month, Las Marias. I'm doing a little half drag. I'm wearing a belly shirt. It's out of control, which is usually the kind of characters I play. Thank you guys so much for watching our show.
Yeah, thank you. And it's not goodbye forever. I'll be in touch with you all and pop in when I can. Thank you very much for everything. And for the last time, that'll do it for the Real Housewives of OC with me. Support me on my podcast, Grants Friends Hollywood Talk. That'll do it. We'll see you later.
Bye, guys.
Adios.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later,
AfterBuzz.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.